Hello, Wednesday. It's Ian Lee here, and I'm with you all week. And I've got to say, the last couple of days, I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. Your comments on various social media networks have implied that you've been enjoying yourself too. Not that I've seen any social network sites on computers. I'm not allowed access to a computer. My mum won't let me. But I bet you're saying really nice things about me, and thanks very much. It means a lot.
Welcome to the Comedy Club.
Welcome to the Comedy Club.
The Comedy Club.
Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Coming up this evening at 10:30, Tim Key's late night poetry programme. At 11:15, Earls of the Court. At 11, we hear Richard Herring's objective. And finally, at 11:30, which is very, very late, Andy Hamilton stars in Revolting People. But first, it's my party, and apparently it's the last episode in the series, and that breaks my heart. And I'm not, this sounds like I'm being sarcastic. I'm not. I've been cursed with all those voices that actually, when I'm being genuine, people go, we've been sarcastic for. I'm not. Are you doing it now? I'm not. I'm genuinely not. This is sad, but it's exciting because we get to share it together, dear listener. Let me give you a little summary of what you're about to hear. No spoiler alerts, I promise. Sophie finally comes into some money. It's her chance to get away at last. However, her mum's birthday is imminent and a surprise party takes precedence. And the party turns out to be more of a surprise to Sophie than her mother. Actually, that could be considered a spoiler. As I said, guys, that was the last in the series, so sad news there. But good news, because next week we get to hear some of Tom Wrigglesworth's hang-ups.
You're listening to The Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, listen, I host radio shows and phone-in shows, and the worst thing anyone can say to me is, before I go, Ian, I've got a little poem I've written. Oh, man alive. Very, very rarely will I indulge poetry on the radio, unless it's Roger McGough or Tim Key. Both of them are absolute geniuses and legends. Well, it's not Roger McGough next, dear listener. It's Tim Key on the concept of chance via his poem, The Wrong Number That Led to a Marriage. I find his voice quite sexy. Does that make me weird? More from Tim next week when he tells the poetic tale of Mike Figg, an intensely superstitious man. I love Tim Key. Tim, if you're listening to this, let's go out for a burger or something. Do you like burgers?
This is The Comedy Club.
The Comedy Club.
Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Here's a programme about Australians. I don't know a lot about Australians, although saying that, I've just remembered I went to Australia once. Imagine forgetting going to Australia. It's flipping miles away. I went there because I was on the spin-off show of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I've been asked to do I'm a Celebrity 3 times, and they waved bags of cash in my face. But do you know what? I would rather eat my own fingers. Here's Earls of the Court. Next week, so sick of London, Jono's lost his upward inflection.
Martha is a therapist in demand.
OK, so I called you 111 times. All that proves is my genuine and heartfelt keenness to have you and nobody else as my psychiatrist.
Drama starring Tim McInerney, Roger Allam and Francis Tomalty.
The placebo effect is one of the most interesting things in medicine.
Well, only to suggestible people, and I'm not one of them.
No, you are.
Am I? Maybe I am. I had no idea.
How does that make you feel? On Saturday afternoon at 1 on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
This is The Comedy Club.
The Comedy Club.
Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
I'll be honest, guys, you're being spoilt tonight with the amount of talent that we're ramming down your lug holes. Next up is Richard Herring. Yeah. So he may have been rude about me on a TV show years and years ago. These things happen. The worst thing that can happen is you're rude about someone on TV and then you meet them. I've done that a lot. But actually, what's even worse is meeting someone who's been rude about you on their television show. It's awkward for everybody. Anyway, it don't matter. Richard Herring is a national treasure. And today, he's asking why the English rarely wave their flag with national pride. Love you, Richard. Next week, reclaiming Dolly the sheep. And Richard Herring asks why we hate the idea of cloning without understanding it. I say, bring it on. Let's have a million herrings.
This is the Comedy Club.
The Comedy Club.
Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, next up is Revolting People. I've never heard it before. Genuinely looking forward to listening to it now. The only details I have are it's an American sitcom set in 1770. Sounds like a winner. Andy Hamilton, Jay Tarsis. This episode's from June 2004. I would have been, well, 11 years younger than I am now. I've done the math. I would have been 31. Revolting People returns at the same time next week when Samuel and McGurk follow Prospector Mad Pete to hunt for gold. Well, thank you, dear listener, for allowing me to stroll down Comedy Lane with you, giggling away as we merrily wend our merry little way. I'm just saying words. It's nighttime. We're finished. Go to bed.